Good morning, everybody. How are you doing? That was an overwhelming response as these four seniors make their way out here. Go ahead and give it up for these four seniors. We're going to let them introduce themselves before we ask a couple of questions and benefit from their wisdom. So go ahead and introduce yourself. Tell us where you're from and maybe what degree you're graduating with.
My name is McKenna Reese. I'm from Loveland, Texas, and I'm getting my bachelor's in athletic training.
My name is Wyatt Cox. I'm from Abilene, Texas. I'm getting my bachelor's in exercise science with an emphasis in pre-physical therapy.
My name is Caitlin Westbrook. I'm from Fort Worth, and I'm getting my bachelor's in elementary education.
My name is Brooke Kale, and I'm getting my bachelor's in children's ministry, and I'm from Montgomery, Texas.
So, just so you know, they're a little nervous. Some profess to maybe being a little sweaty right now. I did tell them, I was like, if you throw up on chapel, on the stage in chapel, that may go down as the best chapel of the year, and so fingers crossed. But we're going to ask them two questions, and the first one is going to kind of take you back a little bit, okay? So if you could go back and talk to your freshman self, what would you tell yourself as a freshman when you started this academic journey at Lubbock Christian University?
Me personally, I would tell my freshman self a whole bunch of advice, but I think I would mostly tell myself to be more involved here on campus. I think it took me a little bit to finally kind of get out of my comfort zone, so kind of live and make those uncomfortable situations comfortable. That's truly how we see ourselves grow, so I would go with that.
That's awesome. So when you did find ways to get plugged in and involved, what was that like for you?
Oh, it was an eye-opener. I met so many amazing people that I truly didn't get to see a whole bunch of, especially when you're going for a certain degree, you kind of just stay in that one building. So this was just an ability to just be able to see a whole bunch of people and just their God's creations just really just kind of bond together. So it was an amazing thing.
That's awesome. What?
I'd say to my freshman self, kind of like McKenna said, there's a lot of advice, but I think as a freshman, I struggled a lot with control, like wanting to control my circumstances or wanting to control my academic career. And I would tell my freshman self to control what you can control, which is most often just your mindset. That's about the only thing you can control in this world. And so I'd say to have a mindset and a heart posture on others and loving others first.
As you kind of work through those control issues over the years, but especially coming in as a freshman, who were some people that you went to kind of to help you kind of decide, like, okay, you know what, I'm going to let go of that. I'm not going to carry that anymore. And they kind of walked with you during that time. Who were those folks?
Yeah, there was a lot of people that walked with me here at LCU. I'd say my main two were Jordan Muse, as well as Dr. Brandon Ricks over at the ESS department. I felt like either one of those guys I could go to with anything and be accepted and completely walked with, and even more.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I think that's probably something each one of you and hopefully everyone out there could say. There's been faculty or staff here that have met you where you are, seen you, valued you, loved on you, and walked with you in whatever way you needed. So I appreciate you sharing those names. All right. What are your thoughts? What would you tell your freshman self, Kate?
Well, probably the same thing I would tell myself today, but just to stop caring what other people think so much, not even in like a sense of, are they going to judge me? Do they like what I'm doing? But doing things not to be seen by other people, but just to do them. And I think I got caught up a lot in making sure that everybody knew what I was doing, and I was constantly trying to, like, show off. And I would really warn myself against that. I was thinking about it this morning and thinking about, like, my job is to back up so that God can shine through me. And if I'm trying so hard to be seen, then people aren't going to be seeing God. They're going to be seeing me. And that's something I'm still having to learn a lot now, but I wish I could go back and tell my freshman self to start doing it then, so that maybe at this point I could be doing it a lot more successfully.
Yeah, that's great advice. How do you think your freshman self would have received that?
Honestly, I think I would have thought that I was already doing that. You know, like, I don't think that I was in a place to actually be able to, like, take criticism. And so I don't know that I would have recognized that. I didn't see how much I still had to learn. So I probably would have had to swat her upside the head to make her see it.
Awesome. All right, Brooke.
I think I would tell myself that it's going to be okay. There were a lot of things freshman year that I was like, it's the end of the world. Take a nap and eat some food, guys. Like, it's really not that big of a deal. I think there were a lot of moments that I was like, am I going to get through this? Should I transfer? Should I even stick it out? Is it even worth it? And it was in terms of, like, being social and, like, just having friends. And those groups changed so much throughout your 4 years. And it's really eye-opening to see who the Lord can bring into your life. But I also think that, like, just knowing that it's going to be okay brings a completely different peace, and that, like, God can come into that and say, hey, like, it's going to be okay, and God's going to give you peace about it.
Have you found yourself telling your senior self it's going to be okay?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Actively, yeah. Like, right now.
Good. So, Brooke, we're going to start with you, and we'll come back this way. What's one thing you would share with this audience? What's one piece of advice that you would give this audience, knowing some are in your shoes, they're about to walk across stage here in less than a month. Some, they're about to wrap up their freshman year at LCU. What's one piece of advice you would give those two groups and the groups in the middle?
So I think necessarily for, like, the people graduating, guys, it's going to be okay, and we did it. We're surviving. We may not be thriving right now. Don't talk to us right now. We're locked in, but we're trying to. But we did it. Like, that's so cool. To the people in the middle, enjoy it. Stop complaining and just enjoy what's around you. Like, yeah, you can bond over how hard your A&P class is or how tough Greek might be or that there's just more assignments piling on top of each other, but enjoy it and find the good in things because it really changes the environment and the atmosphere that you're setting. And then probably just to everyone in general, plug in to a church and get poured into, because, yeah, your professors and your friends can pour into you, but not the way that Jesus can, so.
Caitlin?
I would say to everybody that God already made you uniquely and wonderfully made. You do not have to try so hard to be unique and wonderful. God is already doing that, so take a step back and let God do that. You don't have to focus on what you need to do and how you're going to make yourself better. If you focus on making other people, making the people around you feel loved and seen, then God will be shining through you, and you will be showing the unique and wonderful you that God made you to be.
Yeah, I would say it's probably what I've grown in the most at my time here at LCU, and that is seeking to understand what it means to walk in the grace that the Lord gives you. It's a free gift. It's not about performance. And I would say to meditate on what it means for you to surrender everything to Him out of love and not out of fear for what, or out of love for what He's done for you and what He's continuing to do. And in that way, you can walk and boldness and confidence that the Holy Spirit grants you after you accept Him. Yeah.
Kenna?
I would definitely say just always have hope and faith and just trust in His plan in you. We always think that we know how our life is going to be planned out. We know how the future is going to be. And I feel like we just need to not lean on our own understanding, but lean on His understanding and just lean on Him, trust Him, and just have faith that with Him we are going to be able to accomplish big things and what we were truly made of. So, yeah.
That's really good. And especially each one of you said something that I could chime into, but really who cares what my opinion is? Your opinion's what matters, okay? And to have fellow students, probably a number of them, lean into what you're saying, I've felt that or I've seen that, is really, really important. We're going to end with one more question, surprise question, okay? But it's only going to require you to say one word. If you could wrap up your LCU experience in one word, what would that one word be? McKenna?
Blessing.
Growth.
I know. One word.
I would probably also say growth.
You're expecting me to only use one word? Do you know what you're asking right now?
I know.
We all did it. Sorry.
I would probably use the word special.
Real quickly, Ben, can we get the lights on real quick? I know. Some are like, oh, man, I got to wake up. Okay. If you're a senior in here right now, would you stand up so we can recognize you? Yeah. I see you. Congratulations on this journey that you've been on. I think that you would probably resonate some with what these four have said. Thank you guys for being willing to be on this stage and be nervous and all those fun things, but to share your experience. We do. As a university, we hope that it was something in an experience that you'll look back on and feel blessed, like you said. But I can promise you on this side of it, on the administrative side, faculty and staff, it's a blessing to get to see students like you get in and outside the classroom. It's a blessing to walk by you in the cafeteria or the library or see you in the sub or in the rec. And so while we hope you've been blessed, I can assure you that we as a university have been blessed because of you. And so real quick, Ben, if you'll pull up that slide. I don't know that the QR code's working exactly right now, but here in the next day or so, that QR code's going to work, and it's for a celebration for our graduates. So those of you that are seniors in here, you can scan that. It'll be going out through your email, too. As David mentioned in his announcement, we'll be having a celebration on Tuesday, April 21st, to celebrate our seniors with faculty and staff there so that we can high-five you, encourage you as you finish the semester strong, and just love on you. So we hope you guys have a great day. Give it up one more time for these four. As you leave, Taco Casa's given us free like money cards to give out to students, and I've already pushed them to connect with Lisa Fraze and become a community partner. So free money to Taco Casa for all you students out there. Y'all have a great day and be blessed.